Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. First things first.
Bundo.
Yes, Mr. Lomo.
I always say one of the biggest things is that people actually do not understand how government works.
Mm-hmm.
It leads to a lot of confusion. Sometimes it leads to unnecessary outrage. So yesterday, Durko sent a tweet out that alerted people that there's actually something called protocol and etiquette training for ministers' spouses.
Which makes sense.
Mm-hmm. It does. It makes a lot of sense. So I don't know if you were younger, there was a point where somebody taught you, for example, how to use a knife and a fork.
Yes.
How to set the table.
Yes. Mm.
Right? Mm. These are things that not everybody gets taught at home. And depending on your upbringing, you may find yourself in a situation where you've now got to deal with this and you don't know how to move appropriately.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, as you can imagine, when it comes to, you know, heads of state, if let's say I'm the president and I'm taking my wife with me to meet another president, there's protocol that needs to be observed.
Yeah.
That's why you see the presidents are always walking ahead by themselves. Mm-hmm. And then the wives will meet them later on for the photo op. And then again, the presidents will move on, etc. So on. Mm-hmm. It's meant to be done a certain way, not only for respect purposes, but for security purposes as well.
Mm-hmm.
You see? You're going to behave another way.
Yeah, cause a lot of embarrassment. Eh?
Exactly. Mm. Exactly. And this will be a reflection on us as a country, as a whole. How? Yeah. This thing, it goes down to even dress code, for example.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. You see? Mm. You can't be rocking up to meet a head of state dressed like Cardi B.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
On good days, she dresses well, though.
No, I'm just using an example. I'm sure she dresses well. What do I know about dressing anyway, you know? So this is why these things are important. But at face value, I can see why people will be like, oh, that's unnecessary. Mm-hmm. You're wasting money. Mm-hmm. This is what Durko's about. In fact, diplomacy stretches more than just what people end up discussing in the office. It's how you present yourself before you even get to the office.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
People have lost votes because of how their wives presented themselves.
Yep. Yeah.
People lose confidence in you because of your significant other and say things like, ah, shame, I trust Saul, but hey, his wife.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Speaking out of turn, we know ministers that lost positions because their wives went and gave interviews and then we were like, we were.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Yeah, true.
So this is why etiquette training is really important.
Mm. No, it honestly is important. And even the dress code that you were touching on is quite important because we were even debating it with Mpo now. It was a fiery debate in the newsroom because one of the minister's wives actually had her arms exposed. I don't know what is the standard there, but I know with us news reading on television, you can never expose your arms. So you're covered. You'd have to have a jacket or a long sleeve shirt, something, but you wouldn't expose your arms necessarily. So it's a bit conservative given the people that you would be addressing in most instances. So it is important, all of it. And I think it's not a waste of money. People just don't understand that when they present themselves as very polished women of ministers or deputy presidents and presidents, it's because they've gone through this training.
I agree.
Yeah. Mm. So I'll mention something else. Ideally, this used to be the role of the family to do, right?
Mm.
So the family would first of all raise children in such a manner.
Yeah.
Like
finishing school. And
yeah. So if you're going to marry into royalty, you would get trained from a young age how to conduct yourself as royalty.
Yep.
True.
Yeah.
True.
And then your family would then tell you, well, so-and-so is from such and such a family. You can marry so-and-so.
Mm.
You can't go marry Umuntu who hasn't been trained and raised in the manner that we expect.
Mm.
They'd use the word commoner back then.
Mm-hmm.
To avoid things like these.
Yeah.
Look, I agree, especially because if ministers, ordinary people essentially, choose to marry who they love, it could be someone from the rural areas, for example. My problem was when I saw this Durko tweeting, it looked like it was a whole event. And this thing can be simplified. You could literally have one person go to each and every minister's wife's home and teach them the etiquette, whether it's how to dress up, the protocol, and leave them with a booklet or whatever. And they could do that in the comfort of their own home. It doesn't have to be a whole event.
Expensive that
yeah.
way?
It
to
would.
Do it individually.
And really? Also, so yes. When you were training to go into radio, what did you have to do? Did you do a dry run, for example, where you brought into studio?
Yeah.
To simulate the actual environment.
Yeah, do a mock show, yeah.
Mm. Okay. Why didn't they come to your house and just be like, hey, Sol, when you do a show, you turn on the mic, you speak, you play music, you turn off the mic. Why didn't they do that?
Because the studio is built for you to actually be in a real life environment. These people literally hired like a venue, like a hotel or
which is a live environment.
But it is a live environment. So outside of that, Mina, the only part about this entire situation that disappointed me was Durko then removing the tweet. This was a teachable moment for the country. And I think for me, what threw me off is because I didn't know we do this, right? In the country. I know it is something Europe does. It's done in the US. You know, we've heard of finishing schools and so on and so forth. But I did not know that wives of ministers and whatnot go through this within our country. So this was a proper teachable moment. But instead, they succumbed and they deleted the tweet. And I'm like, yeah, but.
Okay, so let me explain that. It's not Durko's duty to be teaching people. So that Durko account is followed by dignitaries.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they can't be seen to be engaging just the general public in jail, saying, no, this is what we do, yada, yada, yada. In fact, dignitaries are looking at us like, hey, can South Africa go on? Their people don't even understand which this is a necessary thing. That's why they get to remove that, right? Now, if you're saying that there's another department that should be speaking to the public
yes.
and telling them, guys, this is what should be doing, then maybe that should happen.
Yeah.
In fact, this show that we're doing now could serve as that purpose.
Hmm.
But Durko, they're not the people to be doing that. It's not their duty. And it's definitely not to be done on a social media platform where people are piling onto a tweet. Because another thing that happens is when people start to pile onto a tweet, then the thing starts to trend.
Mm.
And even people that aren't meant to see it, then start to see it.
So it's bad PR for the company, for the country.
Horrible
PR.
So
then why are we not getting at the end of it and saying, oh, stop the lorry, South Africans. This is how this thing works.
But Durko's not the ones to do
it. It might not be from Durko. Like you say, there has to be a different department that then comes in and says, maybe even somebody from the presidency, and says, guys, this is done. We're not wasting your taxpayers' money. Because something that my mom actually made mention of when we were discussing this yesterday, she says what people need to understand is that even umamfundisi, you get taken through the induction process. You need to be taught how to behave as umamfundisi. So if you're going to do that for just a mamfundisi, what more a minister's wife?
And I agree with you. But what I'm saying is there's a reason why Durko would take down the tweet, because the tweet had become a spectacle. And it's like, if you were with, again, I'll just mention the president, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Then somebody got stabbed right next to you.
Mm.
You and the president. Now, yes, it's understandable that you obviously need to come there and perform first aid.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not going to be performing first aid in front of the president.
True.
You move this person to some other private place, perform first aid there. Because that situation, that environment is not conducive to what you're trying to achieve. You have now made a spectacle of this thing. Remove that thing. We can discuss it later.
But we lost the teachable moment.
No, but here we are. And that's why platforms such as these are important, because you have the media then to continue the conversation beyond what happened on social media. You can even invite somebody from GCIS to talk about it.
Yes.
How many are doing that, though? That's my point. So if somebody had sent out a statement, that then says, oh, guys, this is something that we can talk about in this particular fashion. Because whether we like it or not, media these days is very much driven by social media. Instead, they're going to go with the negativities of what they were seeing there, as opposed to taking the other angle that we are taking, which is a teachable moment.
Statement also makes it a spectacle. So have you ever heard somebody say, not here, not now?
Mm.
That's essentially what Durko was saying. Guys, not here, not now.
Mm.
We can teach you this thing later. But right now, we're just trying to communicate to you guys what's going on.
No.
Honestly, man. Give us a chance and let us know what your thoughts are.
086-000-959. You'll find Chinese, Muslims, so that dress code, does it apply Kubo or I apply? It only applies to Joma Mnyama or Azam Funukbos and Jokpel.
No, it applies to everybody. So when you talk about dress code, it's not necessarily what you're wearing, it's how you're wearing it, mm-hmm. right? So you could be Muslim, you could be Chinese, but if you are covered up and it looks respectable, there's nothing wrong with that. Now, if you're saying you've never seen a white minister's wife, for example, go for this training, I'd argue yesterday you hadn't seen any minister's wife go for this training.
True.
And it just happens that South Africa, majority of the ministers are black people.
A lot of companies as well, corporate companies, send their employees for etiquette training just so they learn how to conduct themselves professionally and how to dress professionally. So I agree with you, Mpo and Sizwe. And so the simulation cannot be done at home. They have to create an environment where it's an event at a venue. So I absolutely hear it and I understand it, and it has to be done.
The person who needs the most is Stella Ndabeni Williams. She doesn't have a sense of occasion. I remember when she went to go to a funeral, you know, dressing like she's going to summit club. I mean, wow. For me, I think she needs the most. She doesn't have the sense of occasion. And it seems like she does it deliberately. So she needs the most.
I think we need to get to a point as people where we understand that your husband's calling is not your calling. The sooner we get to that point, the less drama we will have. That way they would know that when I marry a person like this, I'm expecting this. And the society as well needs to get to a point where he has married someone like this. We need to accept it, regardless of the rank. And I'm glad that Mpo brought up this Mamfundisi thing, because I was going to go with that angle as well, that they train. But why? Why? He married that kind of person. So, I mean,
No, it's a reflection on you, it's because it's a reflection on the unit. So let me tell you, right now we're speaking about this through a patriarchal lens. But somebody just mentioned Minister Stella Ndabeni Abrahams, right? Mm. So even with her husband now, he's a spouse, he would have had to go for that training. So it's not just a matter of the women only, the spouses, that's why they call it spouses. So if the minister is a woman, then the husband needs to go for the training.
And you can see in the picture Delco posted, there are some men there.
Yeah.
I just think, just like any occupation, there are certain guidelines or inductions that we go through. When you're in sales, this is how you must dress, this is how much you must look like, this is how you must sound. When you're in construction or mining, this is what you must dress, this is what is important. So I just think, just like Mpo said, it was a teachable moment. Let's focus on that and then just teach other people that certain occupations or roles, these are the requirements that come with it.
Dirk, being in international relations department, I guess this is part of their work that they do on a daily. It's just that now it's been put up in the media. But we should hear, I think we should be talking about the etiquette that starts at home, where children need to be taught that they need to greet all the people and how to behave when they have gone to visit other people's homes. Like, you know, you would have someone drinking tea as though they're drinking tea with a straw. So I fully understand why Derko would do this. It's part of their work.
100%. And on that voice note, this topic has inspired me to discuss what we're going to be discussing in the next hour. So stick around for that. I'm very excited about it.
I just think, just like any occupation, there are certain guidelines or inductions that we go through. When you're in sales, this is how you must dress, this is how much you must look like, this is how you must sound. When you're in construction or mining, this is what you must dress, this is what is important. So I just think, just like Mpo said, it was a teachable moment. Let's focus on that and then just teach other people that certain occupations or roles, these are the requirements that come with it.
Yo! In my mailers, I didn't know of this. Yo. I have this picture. Ya kumbulu baba, ubaba zuma alasani president. Shemu kan kuchido mama umfazum tan. Ah, shemu koko nyambona la payan gutyo. Maybe rasa kochu utbatia yenze sona so. Nya seng na leo picture de yo. Yo, I know. I noticed with it's very important to research and check. Angaz girls fanen namu or ignorant. Tonga na nokuyo no research. I know, but truth speaking, thank you so much, Kaizen, for giving me this knowledge. I didn't know. Okay, go mamfundisi siyabona mpoma boy ukuthi abayimba uvela ubabona nje ukuthi the president upresenter nje usho ukuthi le eyakababa ubizulu kababa selami uyambona nje uma mfundisi wakho ngqoka amabhruku uvele zonke lezi nokukhuluma nje uyambona ukuthi hayi umntombi endala uzele ukuzokotisa akazela ngizomitha ubaba wakho wena lo bizo lwakhe
yewe sizwe kusho ukuthi le mfundiso futhi nayikhona la eSouth Africa hayi ayibenza ubulungiswa ngoba nje na ungakhumbula unkosikazi kaThabo Mbeki uzanele Mbeki wayahamba njengebhinca nje kungcono nebhinca ngoba liyaphatha nethawula wayengaphathi lutho luyamama angana handbag angana route angana head lotion next yazi mawubheka manje nangu noRamaphosa naye unkosikazi wakhe sakamtsiphe naso nje sihamba sigobile ngathi wenje imtsega awutholi nje kodwa ngibonile ngathi bamdilizile loya mama unkosikazi kaRamaphosa umbona hamba nencane ingane laphaya
hayi mina ngibona ngathi udlala yonke lento man I mean ama basics ukhula nawo like ama basics come on angeke uzuye emngqabeni ugqoke i-short never angeke uzuye esontweni uveza amadolo omfazi it's a basics I mean you need to know how to dress I mean that thing should be in the blood in society yonke almost 90% abantu bayayazi yonke lento le so hayi mina ngibona ukuthi ukudlala ufundisa umuntu ugqoka hayi come on akabheke around uzobona ukuthi ugqoka kanjani
yo ngini mamela I didn't know of this yo I have this picture yakhumbula ubaba Zuma akasane president Shem ubani konje lo mama umfazi omdala Shem ugogo nyambona lapha yana ukuthi yo maybe akasakhohle ukuthi bathi ayenze sona so nya senginaleyo picture leyo yo I notice ukuthi it's very important to research and check angazi ke osifanele namu o ignorant onana nok research I know but true speaking thank you so much guys for giving me this knowledge I didn't know okay kuba mamfundisi siyabona mphoma boy ukuthi abayimba uvela ubabona nje ukuthi the presenter nje usho ukuthi le eyakababa ubizulu kababa selami uyambona nje uma mfundisi wakho ngqoka amabhruku uvele zonke lezi nokukhuluma nje uyambona ukuthi hayi umntombi endala uzele ukuzokotisa akazela ngizomitha ubaba wakho wena lo bizo lwakhe
belungu basikhondemile bafethu hayi yabona manje ngilahlela ithawo like give up bayawina so they even train our leaders wives as to how to behave and now the question I'm asking myself is they train them according to whose standards we also have our standards as Africans we know how to behave around dignitaries we know how to behave around abantu abadala we know how to behave around abantwana and women are taught lezo zinto lezo if ushadeke kahle but this thing ukuthi kumele manje bayo trainwa according to some western standards bayawina belungu bafit basilimazile shem enhloko hayi silimele
Seize the world on Kaya 959.